I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Konnichiwa, and welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Blackout Tips Podcast Network. For all my premium listeners, this is the podcast where we do reviews for people who've seen the movie, never plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck because we spoil shit. The creatures are just trying to mate, okay? They're trying to mate, guys. We have, as always, you know, have some guests here who've seen the movie and would like to review it with us. First of all, we have Karen, of course, from the Blackout Tips and Lip Smacking Good.
How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. We have Chris from the Insanity Check podcast and Minority Report and Movie Trailer Reviews.net. What's up, man?
No bullshit. I actually wanted to name it the Minority Report, but it was already taken by somebody. The report was going to be the Minority Report, but somebody already taken it because of the movie and shit. So, yeah.
And we also have Najayla Ree of We Nerd Hard and Twib After Dark. What's going on, Najayla?
Sup, homies?
Chilling, man. Feel like we just did 2 hours of podcasting together and we're going into overtime here. Now,
yeah, I'm sinking into my couch.
I'm just surprised that Logan hasn't come and interrupted the show yet. Like, he's been very well behaved.
I put him in my bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know when it comes turn something over or something.
Yeah, he always wants to be the star of the show. Well, yeah. Godzilla, the 2014 monster epic, 2 hours and 3 minutes of movie, is about the world's most famous monster being pitted against malevolent creatures who, bolstered by humanity's scientific arrogance, threaten our very existence. It stars Aaron Taylor Johnson, CJ Adams, Ken Watanabe, and Bryan Cranston, Elizabeth Olsen, and way down, listed in order of appearance, Godzilla. So let's go ahead.
I just want to say that Ken Watanabe, I want him to be the mayor of my vagina. I don't know about that dude.
Let's talk about, we do a very simple, what worked, what didn't work, and then we give it a review on the More Epic Than Love Jones scale from 0 to 5. 0 being, man, fuck you, and 5 being the fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. Let's go ahead and get right into what worked for this movie. I will start with you, Karen. What worked for you?
Well, Roger's seen this. I didn't go see it with him, but just listening to his overcap or his review and from what I've heard, I probably don't have anything positive to probably say.
Okay, well then let's move to the next person. I forgot you didn't see the movie. Did the trailer work for you? Did it make you want to see the movie?
Now that I do give the trailer, just looking at the trailer, it did work.
Okay, there you go. Karen will be doing the trailer review.
Yes.
what about you, Chris? What worked for you?
All right, so I won't start off cynical. What works for me is probably the very beginning of the movie with Bryan Cranston's character before they kill him off, because he's the most interesting person on this film, and he's what the film should. If you're gonna do a film that has so little Godzilla in it, you should probably focus on the most interesting character in the fucking film. Mm-hmm. So before they kill him, he's actually pretty good. And then all the way at the end of the fucking movie, when you actually get some monster fighting, it looks pretty good, but you don't give a fuck anymore. So that's about it.
Yeah, I think Bryan Cranston was really good. He gave a really compelling performance.
And they killed him.
And then he died. What about you, Najayla? You liked this movie a lot. What worked for you?
I did. One thing that I think really, really worked is the director has a real gift for the atmosphere and just making humans feel so insignificant. And definitely, like you said before, showing the arrogance of humanity, which I really love the way it captured a lot of the themes from the original 1955 Godzilla, but then updated it so it makes sense in the world we live in now. So I definitely think that works. I loved the pacing really mirrors the original 1955 film and its sequel, Godzilla Rides Again. So I really felt like this director got to he really got to the heart of what made Godzilla a cultural phenomenon around the world, not just what Godzilla has become, but really what started it and really tapped into that sense of awe and just grand destruction. And I really liked it.
All right.
So many things worked for me.
What worked for me, obviously Bryan Cranston, really good actor. The scope and scale worked for me a lot. Like I actually, and I don't even mean the fights in the, at the end and shit. I actually mean like, they had a lot of mountainsides and forest and shit and helicopters and just showing how big the world is and how small humans are. I really enjoyed that. I actually enjoyed the explanation of Godzilla and why he existed and, what they thought these other creatures were. Like I actually enjoyed that part. I like the horror movie vibe of certain scenes, specifically the one with the train. There was a moment there where it could have gotten deeper because they talked about some echolocation shit, but then they totally dropped the ball on that and never came back up. But, that was really cool because like there's a scene, there's like they're hiding from the monster. It can't see them, but it's trying to hear them. And the walkie-talkies make some noise, and it imitates the walkie-talkie noise. And I was like, oh, so they're going to use this later to catch them? And no, they're not. They're actually not going to do anything with that. But but that was kind of a cool, creepy vibe. So I guess since I thought Najee would have more to say that worked, but since she didn't, let's talk about what probably be the bulk of this review, what didn't work. And I will start with you, Karen. What didn't work for you as a person that didn't see the movie?
For me, and I'm just going based off of what you guys said.
You got to do off of what you saw the trailer.
Oh, off of what I seen the trailer?
Yeah, you can't be using what we saw. You didn't see it.
I didn't, but I did hear what you guys had to say.
You got
to
go by the trailer. Don't be stealing our talking points. Did anything in the trailer not work for you?
Well, from my perspective, when I see action movies, and I'm gonna say this, I don't give a fuck about the people. I'm gonna tell you that right now. When I see action big monsters,
a lot of people in the trailer, that's true.
There were too many people, which means you're gonna have love interest, which means you're gonna have long monologue or pointless talk that I don't give a fuck about. You're gonna have people running for their lives, barely escaping death. I don't give a rat's ass about none of that shit when I watch action movie. I want to see shit blow up. I want to see people go through shit. I want to see shit burn. I want to see big explosions. Like, for me, when I see an action movie, that was my expectations, you know, of the movie. So it was one of those things, and I seen the preview. I was like, it looks cool, but ooh, it got a lot of people talking. I don't know.
Now, Chris, I'm gonna go to you last, but I'm surprised you didn't mention that you like the design of Godzilla.
Oh yeah, I mean, I thought somebody else was gonna mention that stuff. But no, like I said, the end of the movie, when you actually see Godzilla actually being Godzilla, had a lot of stuff that I'm like, that's what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Like, so when he has blue flame, when he lights up to use his fire breath, when he uses his tail to kill the other, one of the other monsters, and like that all stuff, great. Like the actual design, beautiful. The design of the creatures, beautiful. Looks great. Yeah. Cool. So there's that.
I was going to say the last action scene, the 15 minutes, even though like only 8 of it is really Godzilla fighting, I'm even fine with the whole white man surviving a bunch of impossible odds shit there. I'm even fine with that because that 15 minutes things were happening. That was actually really fun. Like, you know, the creature coming after him, after the bomb and all this shit, even though he was a bomb specialist and never had to use his bomb special skills. Anyway, I was cool with that shit. You know what I mean? So I do want to note that if you can make it through an hour and 45 minutes of this movie, last 15 minutes are pretty good. I don't know if it's worth an hour and 45 minutes of your time, but like if you were watching like another movie that got out 15 minutes before Godzilla ends, I would walk right in that motherfucker because that shit was pretty cool. Blue flame all goddamn day, nigga. When he hit the tail whip into the building, that was good. I enjoyed that shit. That was about it. Oh, and then when he took that nap, because
you made a
that Godzilla nap is epic, and it's always been in the movie. The hold on, he dead, and then he get up and be like, let me go on back to work, and goes into the water. That part is true.
Right. You know, you made a good point too about the whole the explanation of Godzilla, about him being an alpha predator and this being what they do. I mean, I like that too. I was just gonna bring it up when I talked about stuff I didn't like, because Well, I'll get to it when I get to
it. So let's talk about what Najayla didn't like. Najayla, was there anything you didn't like about this film?
I thought it was an interesting choice to follow the military, though. The military did play a very big role in the original film. What they chose to follow were the scientists and a journalist. I don't need a patriotic Godzilla movie, mm-hmm. which it was like the Call of Duty Godzilla. And I didn't really need that, but I still really like the film. Mm-hmm. I would say they didn't need to have an overemphasis on with the son and his family. Though you can't really knock it as much, because if you go back to the original 55 film, it had like a love triangle and all kinds of extra stuff. I like the fact that it didn't, whereas the original film was very othering for native or aboriginal Japanese, this movie didn't have any of that in there. So that's kind of something. Yay, good. But yeah. I mean, I obviously enjoyed this film a lot more than everybody else.
Yeah, I don't even that was the thing, is I don't even like the 1955 Godzilla. I like the later ones that I grew up with, that were a little bit more silly and fun, and had the other big ass monsters in there, and had his friends and shit.
I saw this as a remake of the original, so yeah. I kind of feel like if you go into saying this is a remake of the 55 Godzilla, not the later ones, it's not a kaiju movie, mm-hmm. it's a creature feature. And also, I loved Monsters, which is the movie that this director made, an indie film that kind of has the same themes mm-hmm. of this movie. I think this movie doesn't really play up to kind of reverence of nature, though you see some moments, like the moment where the two like bugs, and they're trying to like, he's giving her the nuclear warheads so they can feed their nest, yeah. and they have those like very like natural moments. I could see that as something the director definitely would have done. I love that moment. I thought that really worked.
You know what's crazy though, and this is the problem with the remake of the 55 Godzilla. 55 Godzilla was how many minutes long? 78. You know what I mean? An hour and 18 minutes. That is, if you're gonna do this, then make me wait an hour so I can see 18 minutes of Godzilla fighting. Don't make me wait an hour 45 minutes, cause that is going to test my patience.
There's more Godzilla in this remake than there was in the original movie.
Cause it's an hour and 18 minutes. You know what I mean? I will accept that for an hour and 18 minutes. I have no... You know what else I like?
Well, when I watched it, I really didn't feel the length of the movie watched it.
Okay. All right. But
that wasn't a problem.
Cloverfield is like a 90-minute movie.
I enjoyed Cloverfield.
And I actually enjoyed it because it was...
I hated Cloverfield.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I actually...
Because of the decisions. Like, the script just seemed weird to me. Mm-hmm. Like, at least this is like a military guy, so he has a reason to be there. These people like, oh my god, I love this girl who went to my party with another dude. I'm going to go risk all these people's lives to find her. Who would do that? Who would now?
The same reason this dude would do it. He could have told his wife to leave town instead of saying, why don't you wait for me to get there? And now, by the way, I'll be there at the same time Godzilla destroys the city. But don't worry about me. Don't worry about our son and yourself. Don't worry about that. I'm the most important person here. Because I'm a man.
He called her from another fucking continent and told her, knowing that the monsters are coming, wait for me, I'm coming to get you. Tell her to get the fuck out of the city.
Right.
Oh my god.
Right.
How do you do that? And then he talked to her like two or three more times telling her, on the phone. Oh yeah, my dad's dead. You know, don't worry about it. Nothing big coming. You know, yeah, yeah. Monster's coming, but
just survive. Just survived another Godzilla, but hey, you know, don't just stay there where they're coming. Just make sure you chill there. But the 55 movie 78 minutes, so if there's not a lot of Godzilla, there's also not a lot of movie. I could be down with that. Cloverfield, you don't see a lot of the monster, but it's 90 minutes. Like, it, the length matters to me. Like, the shit was long. Let's talk about what we didn't like, Chris and me and Chris. We can go back and forth on this, play a little tennis, because I feel like we're going to have a lot of points. I'll let you go first, Chris. What name one thing you didn't like.
So the biggest thing I don't like about this movie is, don't treat me as the audience member like I'm fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. And that's what this movie did. Like, the plot, when you, like, if you're not going to show me monsters, your plot can't be this goddamn stupid. And it's stupid. I mean, everything we mentioned, the fact that they made Aaron Tyler Johnson's character an EOD tech and not a scientist like his father completely takes away all the goodwill that Bryan Cranston's character builds at the beginning of the movie. And doesn't explain to why Aaron Tyler Johnson's character is always in the path of the monster. It's like the entire plot of this movie falls apart when you think about it. Mm-hmm. Hey, these monsters are affected by radiation, right? Yeah. Okay, well, let's trek a fucking nuclear bomb through on a slow-moving train. Well, isn't that going to – don't they feed off of radiation? Yeah. Isn't that going to be a problem? Well, it's a bigger bomb.
Right.
Okay. Like, the movie's stupid. It's when you sit there for an hour and 45 minutes waiting for Godzilla to actually fight, you realize how stupid that they're treating you. I've seen Monsters. Monsters was good. I like Monsters. But this movie, like, everything in Monsters makes sense. Nothing in this film makes sense once Bryan Cranston's character dies.
Yo, why is Aaron Tyler Johnson so important to everybody? He barely knew anything. They were like, what about your father? He's like, I didn't listen to him. He was crazy. I think he said something about echolocation once. Oh, okay, cool. We're going to use that to solve the mystery. That should have been the end. All right, you can go now. You're not a scientist. Bye.
Well, that's the crazy thing, Rod. At some points in the movie when they're doing something stupid, somebody goes, oh, that's stupid. Like, Aaron Tyler Johnson's character goes, yeah, I don't know anything. They're like, okay. Then, when they say, hey, we're going to blow it up with a nuclear bomb, they go, well don't they feed off radiation? Yeah, well, it's a bigger bomb. Like, they know how stupid the script is, because they say it.
Yep.
And they tell you how stupid this shit is, and they go, okay. It's like,
I kind of took that as them feeding off of the theme of men and just the hubris of it all. Where there's like, well, we made the bigger bomb, so it'll definitely work. But everybody's like, oh, no, this is not going to work. And it didn't work. Every human plan failed.
Yeah,
like, I think that was the major theme of the movie. That really just, let's let them fight and just pretend it's Kaiju World Star, because there's nothing we could do that's going to save the situation.
Once the monsters take the sub and eat the nukes out of it, any plan to transport nukes should be over. Cause they eat nukes. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, let's go get, it's like saying, let's go kill this dude with snacks. They basically wanted to kill these monsters with diabetes. They were like, let's get the biggest sugar cookie possible to give them. And it's like, well, you know, they eat sugar cookies for fucking breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Not this sugar cookie. This is a big ass sugar cookie. And of course the monsters kept trying to eat it.
They treated the monsters like fucking the evil witch treated Hansel and Gretel by feeding them fucking candy from the gingerbread house.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna keep giving them candy, and then I'm gonna eat you. That's what we're gonna do. It's fucking brilliant. It's like,
and of course the monsters couldn't wait to eat. They kept, oh, you put it on a train? Let's eat the train. Oh, you gonna put it in a fucking, oh, and they had EMP power, so it didn't even make sense to engage them in any form of combat, because they were just like, oh yeah, this is annoying. Stomp. End of this shit. Let me tell you one thing I didn't like. No Godzilla music. Did nobody notice they were making a Godzilla music? We couldn't get one dun 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 dun. Not once.
Well, I think they were trying to make it serious, and I think once they did that, everybody would have erupted in laughter.
Hell no. That's the only. That moment when Godzilla first does his full rise out of the water, you could have gotten me back for 0.3 seconds with a dun, dun, dun. I would be like, oh shit, nigga, it's on. But no, not even in the last fight. I was so mad. All right, Chris, your turn.
Okay, just because it's obvious. Look, I actually would have been okay, maybe, mm-hmm. if they hadn't even shown Godzilla to the end. But don't you fucking dare sit there and tease fights and cut away from the motherfuckers, then come back to the destruction later. Like, they really did that twice. First was a time at the airport where you finally see Godzilla out of the water, and you're like, oh, yes, shit is about to go down. We're about to have this fight. Oh, wait a minute. They cut away. Why are we looking at a little kid on the couch? Oh, so I got to watch the fight on the screen? Well, when we go back to the fight, we'll show. Wait. The fight's over? Mm-hmm. We're just seeing next day? Are you fucking kidding me? Then you do the one from the fucking TV spot where he goes, effect. Let them fight.
What'd you say to Jayla?
I kind of like the fact that they cut away to the TV and it would look like the old school movie. But I do think they could have done that once and not have to do it twice.
That is.
Yeah, Najayla, as a person that is trained in the arts of tantalizing people, building up their anticipation, there is a such thing as the overtease, right? Like, there's a certain level where you tease someone to a point where they're like, and now I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? That's what happened with me. It's just like when they're like, oh, I'm about to show you these titties if you want to see them in 20 minutes. After a while, it's like, I don't want to see the titties anymore. Now I'm going to watch the game again. That's how I felt with some of the teasers.
I checked out when they did that let them fight joint. That's what they,
yep.
The let them fight joint. They're like, yes. All right. Finally, we're going to get this fucking fight. I waited this whole time. I'm sitting in between Kev and Brandon Phenom, who have already checked out of the movie, and I got your head in the back of my head going, you know, Chris, you know this movie's not going to be good. So I'm like, I'm going to tell all three of these motherfuckers that they're wrong, because we're about to let them fucking fight. It's going to be fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. Then them doors closed, and I took my fucking glasses off, and I said, fuck you, in the theater. I was so mad. Why the fuck did you do that?
Like, they said, hey, Chris.
You made me sit here and wait for that shit. And then you came out and you did that for no reason. Because listen, here's the problem again. To go back to the beginning, the story is not good enough to do that.
Right.
This is like teasing me, showing me your titties, and you are an A cup. Like, no, your story's not good enough to be doing this.
Yeah,
like,
but
it's
Chris,
a horrible story.
Chris, there's two things here. One, you forgot about another tease scene. When the monster, quote unquote, destroyed Vegas.
Oh yeah.
Really, nigga? Really? That shit, they were like, it's coming to Vegas. They show this big ass monster. It hits one of the buildings in Vegas. You're like, oh, even if it won't be a fight, at least show it fucking this city up. Man, right. They cut back and this nigga is already out of Vegas walking in the desert. I was like, what just happened?
Again, another stupid thing about the movie, just being, to go back to my first point about it being stupid. So let me get this straight. So when Monarch is over there with this other creature, and they're monitoring the creature had, attached itself to the nuclear reactor over in Japan. You mean to tell me that here in the United States, we had an even bigger creature and we didn't know that for 15 years it was snacking on the radioactive material and growing larger in a secure nuclear facility? Are you fucking shitting me? Like, that makes no sense.
Chris,
it doesn't.
These niggas had to look in the vault to see the creature had erupted out the vault. How is that possible? And why did you need to look in four votes to figure that out? It should have known exactly which fucking one it was. It's the one with the big ass hole in the side of the facility, asshole.
This is my problem with this movie. Like, if you don't show me monster fights, I start thinking. And when I start thinking, I notice shit like this. That doesn't make any sense. Like, how do you not notice that this giant ass creature is growing in your fucking nuclear waste? How do you not know?
There has to be at least 57 plot holes in Pacific Rim. I don't know them because big ass robots was fighting monsters every 5 minutes.
Exactly.
This shit just left too much time to think. I was, dude, every time they were like, we're going to transport this nuke. I was like, but wouldn't the monster just eat the, and there go the monster eating the nuke. Okay. Okay. Nobody thought of this but me. Is anyone going to call the president?
No.
Is anyone going to call the president? Like, do you want to hear what he got to say? Nope, we don't even need the president involved. All right, cool, man.
That is one thing I was like, nobody's going to know. Like, they mentioned that NATO was doing stuff, but then you only saw American soldiers. There was no, like, coalition of anything.
And that brings me to my next point. They suck the patriotic dick of America so hard. I just felt patronized. I just felt like they were trying to placate me. And these fucking film critics that think they like this film, you don't really like Godzilla, and you don't even really like the original, because that shit all happened in Osaka, Japan. You like Americanized Godzilla. It's why you didn't like Pacific Rim, because Pacific Rim didn't say, hey, America, you're the fucking best. We love you. We're like, it said, oh, guess what, guys? America got fucking destroyed immediately. So let's go to Japan where we might can save some people. That was the difference, and that's why y'all didn't like that shit, because it catered to the sensibilities of people that like anime and people that like Japanese-focused fiction. It didn't have the love interest angle. It just had a platonic relationship between two partners that operated their
The love triangle it pops up in a lot of the original Godzilla movies.
Yeah, I'm talking about Pacific Rim. I'm just saying, as Americans, they rejected the fact that, well, why aren't they gonna kiss at the end? Cause it's not that kind of relationship. It's like brother and sister. Like, it's different. And people were like, well, fuck this movie. Yeah, well, here you go. Here's your Godzilla movie. White man calling his family 57 minutes of the movie, the fucking US military for the other 40 minutes of the fucking movie, and Godzilla for 10 minutes at the end, like a Nate Dogg on a chorus cameo on a song. You're welcome, America. It's beautiful.
I want to see this movie from Godzilla's point of view, because they really made it seem like Godzilla was just going to work and Americans were getting in his way.
Yes.
Like, I want to see from his point of view. Like the bridge scene, it really was like Godzilla was just like, damn, niggas, I'm just trying to get to my food. Can y'all leave me alone? Like, that's what it felt like. It's like we were following some dude. Like, we're watching everybody else follow this dude on his way to work, and that's it.
He got hit with a missile and just looked at them like, really, dog? Really? Right. Come on, man. I wasn't even gonna attack this bridge. Can y'all just let me eat?
He looked at a bird that shits on your car. It's like, fuck, man.
Yeah. You know what else, man? For people that don't like Man of Steel, to have the audacity to like this movie, it's crazy, because there is nothing more soulless and destructive than what the fuck they did to humanity in this movie. Because there were so many people that died, but it was okay for them to die as long as the impossible white man didn't die. Like, the most boring character stayed alive. I assume everyone that died had much more fulfilling lives than Aaron Tyler Johnson, because his life was so boring.
I was distracted by the size of his neck. I really was.
He do got a big neck.
Because I was like, didn't I just see him in Kick-Ass 2? And his neck was not that big. And, it was weird. I guess for me, it was, I was looking for, like, the same kind of pacing and the same structure as the original Godzilla movie. And that's what I got, for better or worse.
Yeah, definitely for worse. Because, back in 1955, black people couldn't even go to the movie to see this shit. So that's one of the reasons they didn't have to pay the horse. Chris?
I've heard a lot of people say this is close to the original, and I get that and everything, but here's the thing about those movies. They were terrible. And I'm saying this as a Godzilla fan. Like, I never watched those movies for those other plot points, because they were terrible. I watched them to see Godzilla fucking shit up, because everything else about the movie was terrible. Yeah. Like, everything about them was bad.
Why are we going, like, that's what I can't get. Maybe I'm just a different type of Godzilla fan, and maybe that's what it is. But I have never met anyone that watched a Godzilla movie that wasn't waiting for the da, 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 da. Nigga, that's the point. That's the only point, is this nigga about to show up and wild the fuck out. He gonna take an L 30 minutes into the movie, because that's what he do. But that's just him getting it. He just getting loose.
You know, not loose.
He getting loose.
He warming up.
Second time, rematch, he gonna fuck your ass up. But that didn't even happen in this movie.
Nigga, what I
kinda hope they do the sequel and it's Mecha Godzilla.
Nigga, Mecha Godzilla and Mothra, and I'm back. I'm back.
Let Mothra, Mechagodzilla, like, I kind of feel like they're doing a Rodan-ish thing here, mm-hmm. but I want real Rodan.
I will be in.
I don't know. There's so many kaiju I want to see.
I will be 100% back if they did that. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
I'm only in if they agree not to do it like this movie. Because I want to see all that shit, but I didn't get to see it. Like, I loved it when there was a guy in a rubber suit doing, like, wrestling moves mm-hmm. as Godzilla. Like, there was one movie, I can't remember what it was, where Godzilla literally does, like, the Kung Lee, he does one of the, like, the Johnny Cage fucking front kick on somebody by, mm-hmm. like, racing on his tail or something. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. But I'm like, you know what? They just fighting. I don't give a fuck. Because I don't give a fuck about none of the humans.
Hey, dog.
I don't want to hear any about that shit.
You can get me all the way back.
Here's another thing that a real issue I had with the movie.
Yo, did I miss Chris? Yo, Chris.
Oh, I want to see if
let me try hang up and call him right back.
Is he back?
I kind of feel like that. Maybe I enjoyed it because I prepared myself. I knew exactly what I was coming into.
I don't know how.
I've seen the
how could you know that?
Time, so I'm like, you're not going to see Godzilla that much. It's going to be about.
But Najayla, how could you know that? Because there's been so many Godzilla movies since 1955.
Yes,
like,
this is a remake of Godzilla.
Okay.
It's the remake of the first movie.
Okay.
So if you look at the pacing of the first movie, what they gave us.
But all the Godzilla movies have been called Godzilla. And not all have been remakes of the first. Like, how did you know this one was? Because all I saw was the trailers. I didn't have any other information.
By the director's past work, where mm-hmm. he says specifically the first two Godzilla movies were his big inspirations.
Okay.
So if you look at the pacing and how they use characters and how the narrative is set up in those first two movies, that is exactly what he did.
But
okay. I don't know his other work.
And shots.
Yeah, I don't know his other work. I just watched the trailer. Karen, what were you gonna say?
And I think for me, Najayla, this is the thing. For somebody like me who never watched the original Godzilla, so for me, I'm going in blind. See, this is information that you kind of already knew. So for me, watching the trailer, not knowing all the information about the director or anything like that, when you see it, I'm under the assumption that you're going to see more Godzilla. That's what I'm under the assumption that
you didn't see the movie.
No, I didn't see the movie, but just based off the previews that I've seen, I'm like, you're going to show me more Godzilla than what was shown. I already knew that you was going to have like the storyline with the people and all that stuff, but I was assuming you was going to show me more.
Yeah. Chris, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. So okay. My thing with that, like, I remember because I followed this movie since they were development. I heard him say that too. But you know what it was to me, and I think this is where the disconnect comes to me with what he said and what I thought. It was like when Transformer 2 came out, and after it came out, and they were doing Transformer 3, and Michael Bay said, "Hey guys, I'm sorry for Transformer 2. I learned my mistake. I'm gonna do better." And I'm like, when Edward says, "I get my inspiration from those," I'm assuming that he's not gonna try to do the same thing they did in those movies, but he's gonna take the good parts out of it and then make it a modernized. We don't care a fuck about the humans. We never did any Godzilla movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to see that. And then, again, I got cut off when I was going to say my next like big problem with this. If you're going to do that, then you can't underuse four good actors. Aaron Tyler Johnson is going to get a bad rep for this movie because it seems like he can't carry a movie, but he can. He was just given nothing to do. He actually shows more emotion in Kick-Ass 2 when his father dies than he does in this movie. And the only difference here is a different director. A different script. Bryan Cranston gets killed and is underused. What was the Asian guy's name?
Watanabe.
Ken Watanabe, a.k.a. the mayor of my vagina.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. He's a good actor. And they turned him into an Asian stereotype for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
He's only there to go, Godzilla.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. And then Elizabeth Olsen, who we completely forget about, is given absolutely nothing to do in this film. And she's a good actress. She literally has, they could have put a monkey in a wig there. Mm-hmm. And that could have played that role. They did nothing with her. So they have a movie where you're going to concentrate on, you know, the feel of the humans and them feeling small. I get that. You want to do plot and story? Fine. Then do it. Don't do it with four good people and then make a boring movie with a terrible script that makes me care about nobody. And that's the problem.
Also,
like, the movie is boring for an hour and 45 minutes.
Also, Aaron Tyler Johnson never grieves once. His father dies. There's death around him constantly. He befriends a platoon of Marines. They die in front of him. This nigga never once is like, damn, this is a lot of shit. You just get the feeling of he's like, oh, well, got to get back to San Fran. That's the only thing that matter.
Dude,
it's like,
he finds out his son is safe and his wife is missing. And he's just like, oh, well, okay, I guess I got to do it. He shows no emotion. But we know he can because we've seen him show emotion in the movie before.
Right. There's no humanity in the humans. So then why concentrate on this story? If that's what's supposed to add humanity to this huge plot, is that, well, let's look at the plight of the human stuck in these immovable objects and forces that are unrelenting. Let's watch their lives unfold. And instead it's just kind of like, my dad died. guess I get to say a friend when I can. Like, it was really terrible. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Another thing that didn't work for me was the pacing. Nigga, I waited an hour and 45 minutes to see a monster fight. Are you serious?
A bunch of those scenes could have been edited out. I think the whole sequence when they were in the airport really didn't really need to be there.
Mm-hmm. The title of the movie is Monster Fight. And I want to see monsters fight.
Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Monster Fight.
It's like if you made a porn and the title of the movie was porn, like, and fucking didn't happen until an hour 45 minutes in, I want my goddamn money back. I feel no shame about the fact that you tried to make a pretentious Godzilla flick that the acting didn't really get a chance to work. The plot wasn't good enough to be pretentious. And the only thing you got left was the pacing, which was slow as fuck.
Yo, and I think that's what threw me off the most about when I see the reviews. Like, when I left the film, I was like, man, I really didn't like it. But I was still going to give it like a 2 or a 3. But then when I started seeing people going like, oh, yeah, this is the best film ever. This is great. This is what we need. I'm like, wait a minute. Why are y'all liking this movie? And then they go, well, it gives you the horror. I'm like, no, it doesn't, because you guys also say that the acting's not great. You say that, you know, they underuse the characters. You say that the storyline is kind of whack. So you're listing out 90% of the movie. With the movie's about 90% of that stuff. And you're saying all that stuff is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, well, yeah, well, we did get the monster fight. That's 10% of the movie. So I got 90% of the movie that is, you guys are saying is stuff that doesn't make any sense and doesn't work for the movie. And 10% of it is the monster fight. Nigga, that's 90%. Bad.
Yo, Chris.
And good. The movie's bad.
Chris, you know what it is?
I kind of see it the same way I like Pacific Rim. Pacific Rim wasn't, like, on paper the best movie ever, but I thoroughly enjoyed the experience of watching it.
Well, because Pacific Rim had trailers with big-ass robots fighting monsters, and when you showed up, big-ass robots fought monsters the entire fucking movie. Like, there was, like, yeah.
Like I said before, I came into the theater expecting certain things but I will say most people were not accepting.
Yeah.
I feel bad for that, but for me, I got the exact experience I was expecting. I'm not mad.
Honestly, critics, I think, weren't expecting it either, but they appreciated it. And this is the point I was going to get to Chris was saying, and as someone that follows critics a bit, that I think Chris will agree with this. It's for these fucking critics that say they're overaction.
Yeah.
Like, they'll go to an action movie and they'll be like, they'll shit on the action the entire time. Like, the people that saw Pacific Rim were like, why they gotta fight in the dark? They fighting in the dark too much. But Godzilla fought in the dark, and this movie's great. Because there was an hour and 45 minutes that you had to wait till he fought in the dark, and somehow that's different.
Dude, when you read these reviews online,
Hold on, let Chris go first and then to Jalen. Go ahead, Chris.
I was saying, when you read these reviews online, that's when I started getting mad, because you start seeing why these critics are saying they like it, and I'm like, come on, man. Like, one person was like, well, it's a stark, it's a welcome breath of fresh air from the violence and destruction porn of Man of Steel. Fuck you.
Right.
It's a thrilling roller coaster ride of destruction. No, it's not. Fuck you. Like, they're giving this movie points because it is not exciting. because right. it's not a summer blockbuster, because it is not doing what we want from an action film. It's like, I go to an action film and a blockbuster to be entertained. Mm-hmm. I was not entertained for an hour and 45 minutes.
I sat there. An action film.
It's not an action film.
But they don't promote it like that.
It was promoted as an action film, but it's not.
Well, see, here's the thing. Exactly. I've seen one trailer, the one cinematic trailer for Godzilla. I've not seen any of the commercials that they show on TV, and I didn't really follow his advertising. Like, I just saw it from, I know, I like this director. I saw his other stuff. I liked what he did with that. So, I would not see this as a summer blockbuster because it's not an action movie. That's just not what it's going for.
Oh, okay. Let me just check. Let me just check the calendar real quick. May 16th. Yep, that is the summer blockbuster. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, no. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, and I totally agree with that. My thing is this: it's called Godzilla. You know, when I hear Godzilla, I think monster fight. I think Godzilla. I don't think about the humans. I don't think about, you know, natural disaster and seeing destruction after the fact. I think Godzilla. You know, especially after we just had Pacific Rim and we got those fight scenes and everybody was like, well, we're getting Godzilla next. It's like, that's what I want. Like, if I had known going in that it was a remake of the original.
You're looking into what Godzilla morphed into. Godzilla became that big kaiju thing, but it didn't originally start like that. It was a creature feature.
Right. But that 1955 film, again, is terrible. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I didn't hold anything that they did in that film to this because it's terrible. Like, why would we make that film again for 2000 when I don't even think it's the best Godzilla film of the older Godzilla film.
It's a 6 on Netflix. I mean, on IMDb. Like, it's not a worshipped film, like, from that level where it's like, oh my God, you're remaking this classic. It was more like, wait, why you pick that one? You know, like, right. Of the 75 Godzilla films, you gonna pick the boring one to do. Okay, then. All right, cuz. Not to mention, for people that are like, well, it's more about humanity and in the face of these odds, I agree and I understand. That's really what every monster flick is about. Humanity dealing with natural catastrophes, disasters that are beyond our control.
Well, I think the problem about the hubris of humanity. We're supposed to, like, just learn our place.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. The problem is the humanity was missing from this film. They just because people are on the screen doesn't actually make them real. Like, they weren't real people to me. When they died, there was no feeling for them dying.
I think it was supposed to be like the folly of man. Like, it was the best of humanity that we were seeing.
Well, no, Aaron Tyler Johnson is supposed to represent the best of humanity. 100% that is his role. He had the most screen time. He's supposed to represent the hope and the fight and the change. And the other people are supposed to represent the hubris and the stupidity. I would have been, you know what I just realized? I would have been fine with this film if Aaron Tyler Johnson hadn't been in the whole fucking film. His family, Walt from Breaking Bad. If none of these niggas had been in the film, the movie would have been an hour and 30 minutes. And it would have just been the humans making dumbass mistakes and Godzilla fighting monsters. And I would have been fine with that. That's what I needed.
You know what? You guys, hearing you guys discuss this and go back and forth about the hubris of man and stuff like that, it made me also realize what I really don't like about this film. And this is the biggest thing for me. They turned Godzilla into fucking Shakespeare and homework.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't give a fuck about it. That's not why I go to Godzilla. I think this goes back to what you said too, Rod, is that I'm just a kind of different Godzilla fan. Like, I never watched those old Godzilla films for that. We get enough of the hubris of man and stuff like that from real life. When I go to the movies, I want to be entertained. I don't need to do homework on what's going on. I want to see giant monsters kicking each other's asses and humans getting stomped out. That's all I care about. That's all I want to. This movie actually forced me to pay attention and watch it and figure this stuff out and stuff like that and then critique it. And then, like you said, Rod, it's not good there. Like, it doesn't do any of the stuff it's trying to do. And you're like, but none of this stuff makes sense.
Yo, Chris, I would have been okay with the humans being stupid if Aaron wasn't in the goddamn movie.
Yeah.
Just take all his shit out. It's 40 minutes of shit I don't care about. I don't care about his little family. I don't care about his dad. I don't care about his mama dying. I don't care about Walt. Like, even though he gave the best performance, I really don't care about Bryan Cranston because he's out of the movie 30 minutes into the fucking movie. So
no, he had a, he's the one that figured the shit out and then they kill him.
Right.
Like, that's not a good movie. Like, if any other movie had done this, if any, and this is the final thing that, that gets me mad about this movie. If any other movie had the audacity to do what Godzilla did to us as movie fans, we would shit on it to no end. Man of Steel, The Amazing Spider-Man, Thor 2, all these other movies have gotten shitted on for less. This movie treats us like we're fucking children and does dumb things with its characters, and we go, oh, wow, yeah, it was good. No, it's not good. If any other film made even half the mistakes this movie did, it wouldn't be, nobody would let it get away with it. Nobody would ever let another film get away with the shit that, that Godzilla gets away with in this film. And it drives me insane. Because on paper, when you lay out everything that it does, it is not a good film.
Mm-hmm.
It is just not, it should be a good film. They took it seriously. They try to make a good film. But on paper, when you look at it and take it seriously, because they took it seriously too, it is not a good film. Because they routinely cut things out. Walt's Bryan Cranston's character figures things out, and you're like, okay, cool. He's going to work with Monarch, and his son's going to be there, and they're going to work this stuff out. And they don't do that. They kill his character off, and it's like, why? And then his son is left, and he's literally given nothing to do. Like, they literally abandoned that part of the movie, and next thing you know, you just have them sitting there going, everybody's kind of, all the humans are basically going around aimlessly for no reason. It just doesn't make any sense. And it's like, it's almost insulting to me as a moviegoer, because I know that we have let other, we haven't let other movies go with as much shit as this movie gets away with. Man, it's just, it's like my face. It's like, I get what they did, he did with Monsters. And when you do it with Monsters, it makes sense. And I actually think Monsters was written way better than this film was. Way better than this film was. Cloverfield.
I'd agree.
Way better than this film was.
See, I wasn't a fan of the writing in Cloverfield because I just, like, I could get a soldier is going to do what he's told. So maybe that's like a cop out for me, but I didn't get why the people in Cloverfield made the decisions that they made.
Well, you know, the thing that worked for me in Cloverfield is it was shorter, and because of the found footage angle, it made sense why we were talking to the humans. You know what I mean? Like, it made sense why we followed this specific human, because he was the one who recorded this shit. In the Godzilla film, I don't know why we're following Aaron Tyler Johnson. Why is he any more special than the other motherfuckers? He don't know what's going on, and he don't actually use his impossible white man skills to blow up that bomb. So what's the fucking point? He gets there and the bomb's sealed. I'm like, so why did we follow this asshole across the country other than the fact that he's a privileged white male that is, and we're supposed to care about him? He's a nondescript white dude in this movie. And I don't think it's his fault because he can actually act, but that's the role, is nondescript white dude. Any white dude could have played the role of this dude.
At what
I didn't even recognize him at first.
Hold on one second.
I didn't know it was him.
Yeah. Yeah, that haircut was ugly. What were you saying, Chris?
No, well, I mean, it's hard to recognize him because he went on that Rock plan. Like him, yeah. Ben Affleck, The Rock, they all working at the same fucking gym. Because, yeah, this motherfucker. I saw that motherfucker in the 15 seconds he was on the screen in that after credit scene for Cap 2, and I was like, this motherfucker been working out, yo. This is some incredible shit. But, the crazy thing about it is the film tells you that these characters are nondescript, because at one point when he's telling the army guy, well, I'm an EOD tech, I can do what you're doing, the guy goes, we have one of those already.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Even then, they're telling you his character is unneeded.
We don't
need
you. And then they
kind of just...
Look, dog. The fact that we didn't hear this shit...
Yeah, you did.
Not even once. You made the longest Godzilla movie ever. You had the time. You had $160 million. No one could license the goddamn theme. Ridiculous. Anyway, let's grade this movie on a scale of 0 to 5.
I say, I don't count because I didn't watch it.
Okay, you don't have to rate it. That's fine. 0 to 5. 0 being man, fuck you. 5 being the fuck you wait for. Go see this shit. Najayla Reed, what do you rate Godzilla?
I give it a 3.
That is a $5 AMC Before Noon special matinee, guys. So for $5, you can see this movie.
I mean, for me, if you enjoyed the original Godzilla, if you are in it and you don't mind slower pacing, if you're not expecting an action movie, that is a provision.
Yeah. If you didn't trailers.
Yeah. If you're looking for Pacific Rim, don't see this movie. Go rent Pacific Rim because it's not a kaiju explosion. It's a creature feature.
Chances are you already own Pacific Rim if you want to go see this movie. And you will watch it and gently weep. What about you, Chris? What would you give it from 0 to 5?
I'm thinking with the rating we gave it on Movie Trailer Review, which is a 1. And as Brandon said, that is a 1. Because there's 5 parts of this movie, and you get to see Godzilla in a total of 1/5 of the movie. So, yeah, it's a 1.
All right. For me personally, I'm giving it a man, fuck you. 0. Do not go see this shit. If you're listening, don't wait for it to come on TNT or Netflix. If you got 2 hours to waste, the last 15 minutes is all you need to see. So if I was you, I would wait till someone puts that on YouTube. And just watch that shit, because I just saved you, more important than even the money, I just saved you 1 hour 45 minutes of being bored out of your fucking skull at these nondescript white people's plight. And it's so, the problem is, it's that special kind of bad where it's not bad enough to laugh at, which is the worst kind of bad, where I couldn't even flip and party on the impossible white man-ness of this nigga surviving everything that came at him because it was too bad.
Dude, your live tweets are funny because they were like one every like 10 minutes instead of like usually when you're live tweeting something, it's always there.
Yeah.
Like you literally live tweet, you're like, okay. And the only time you had back-to-back tweets when you were like, finally some monster fights, and 5 seconds later, they're not going to show it? Fuck.
Nigga. when they showed that big ass, when Deuce said, let them fight. And they cut to them motherfuckers locking up. And that was with a good 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes to go. And I was like, oh, okay. So it's like Superman, y'all making us wait. But then they about to blow the doors off this motherfucker for 40 minutes. I can't wait. And them goddamn doors closed. And you get a glimpse of them locking up. And that's it. I said, man, what just happened? What it felt like the power went out in the fucking theater, and it wasn't just me, man. The audience was like the whole audience go, It's like then we cut to a phone call. Like, all right, then, nigga. So yeah, fuck you for this Godzilla piece of shit, man. It's false advertising. I'm not liking it, Jayla. I did not know this dude's work. Mm-mm. I didn't realize this was an original remake of the 1955 joint. I didn't hear any of that because they sold me on an action movie with Godzilla. Every trailer had every... By the way, if you saw the trailer, you saw everything just about with Godzilla. And if you wait a week, because now that it's been out, they're going to start showing the next trailer and it'll have more Godzilla in it. You've seen the movie. Do not go see this shit. If you go see this shit, after listening to this, this your fault. Do not come to me and be like, Rod, I thought that maybe... Nope, fuck you. I told you not to go see this shit.
You know my thing? Because there's a lot of people that have been like, oh, no, I still enjoyed it. Here's the test of time. You enjoyed it because you remember the last 15 minutes or so of the movie, and that's the last thing in your mind, so you forget the 1 hour and 45 minutes you waited. What's going to be interesting to me is when this movie comes out in Blu-ray, how many people go buy it? I'm going to tell you, not many. Because you're never going to want to see it again. Why? Why would you pay money again to sit through an hour?
I'll do you one better, Chris.
The people who like me rewatch the original on Netflix are the people that will ever see this movie twice. Mm-hmm. And I will own up to that.
All 6 of you.
I will eventually say, if you don't want to see the original Godzilla, you will not enjoy this movie. So mm-hmm. That's a good test. Watch it on Netflix for free. Yeah. And if you want to see that with millions of dollars thrown at it, then, you know.
And 45 minutes longer. And 45 minutes longer, everybody. Remember that.
Yes, 45 minutes longer.
Let me just throw this out there real quick, because, you know, Chris made a good point, and I forgot to bring this up. I wasn't this mad when I left the theater. The more you think about this movie, the madder you fucking get. It's like a fucking virus in your brain. Like, I was, when I left, I was like, it was okay. You know, I wasted more money on other worse movies. It's,
you,
I
see,
mean,
I didn't pay for it, so that also might add to my, that I might, don't care, that might be part of this, or the ease of which I grade this, because I didn't pay.
So. Yeah, maybe that was it. I don't know.
Dude. Yeah. Welcome to my week. It gets worse because I saw it on Monday at the screener, and then every day it was something else that would pop up, and I'd be like, that doesn't make any sense. Oh, wait, why do they do that? Well, why do they? Because like I kept having people tell me that it was good, and so I kept going, well, maybe I'm being too hard on it because I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that critic where everybody else is saying the movie is good and I can't see it. I hate to be that guy with First Class. I didn't want to be that guy with Godzilla, so I'm like, maybe it'll grow on me. But unlike First Class, every time I thought about it, there was more stuff I could think of that I was like, I don't like. With First Class, I'd be like, okay, well, that was good. That was good. Okay, I don't like what they portrayed. Mm-hmm. But with Godzilla, you keep finding flaws in the actual movie itself that were there. Forget the anticipation. Like, the movie itself is just bad.
Yo, Chris, things. You know what it is? It's these niggas that argue with you. You know what I mean? Because like when I saw that Najayla enjoyed it, if I'm on her Facebook page, I'm not gonna say anything to her.
Because I don't go rain on nobody else's parade.
Yeah, that's your movie to enjoy. I didn't like it, but I don't need you to not enjoy it because I didn't enjoy it.
Enjoy your stuff.
But it's like anytime I'm like, yo, this movie is not good, someone immediately hits me up with something that makes me think about the movie more, and then I'll be like, wait, you're right. I hate that shit too. You can't help yourself.
You know the crazy thing is, like with the jail scene, what she said, I'm like, I understand why she likes the movie, and it makes sense.
Yes,
it does.
With
these other people that argue with me, though, I'm like, wait a minute, no, wait. So you didn't like this other movie, but you like this one, and now you're arguing with me about it? I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, what you're saying right now doesn't make any sense. I remember you being just as excited for this movie as I was, not because it was made off the 1955 joint, but because you thought it was gonna be monsters fighting monsters. Right. Now all of a sudden you're like, well, no, this is a film I always thought it was going to be. You're bullshitting me now. So now I'm mad because that's not what we went into. You know why I'm mad. You know that this is what I was excited for. And you're like, well, I don't see what the problem is. You know what the problem is. All right. You see these reviews where they're going, oh, well, we applaud this movie for not being action.
And like, for the record, we did an entire movie and didn't even fat shame Godzilla. We did the whole review for an hour. And not one person said anything about him needing to lose weight or any of that
getting
shit.
Getting fit.
Right. And I didn't like the design of the Godzilla. Chris did. I thought his eyes looked weird. I don't know why they made his eyes like that.
You know why
I
didn't?
I kind of like the expression when he knocked over the building. He was like, oh, I regret my actions. I thought that was cute.
What'd you say, Chris?
You know why I didn't care about the design? Because I got so little of it. And this is, I think this also goes with the movie. I got so little of him, I was just happy with what I got.
Right.
And I think that's also the thing, too. It's like, a lot of people are saying the movie was good because they don't want to admit that they feel cheated. Because, like, a lot of people are also confusing tension with the fact that you're so frustrated that by the time you get it, you've been so starved for what you want that you're just happy with it. It's like starving a dog and giving him a small bone. They go, oh, he fucking loves bones. No, this motherfucker's starved. Mm-hmm. He'll eat anything right now. So you love that last bit of the movie, not because the first half was good, but because you're teased so much and you want something to happen and it won't. That's not good tension.
These motherfuckers ain't like Amazing Spider-Man, and the action moments in there were better and the acting was better. How about that, niggas? That's right. Aunt May tears all in your face. All right, man, we out. We'll talk to you guys next time for movie reviews.
We didn't get to Spider-Man.
Yeah, we'll do it another day, man. This one went long. I didn't realize we had 55 minutes of hate. But if you watch the movie and play this review through the movie, it'll make the movie bearable because by the time it's done, it'll be just about time to see him fight in 45 more minutes.
Yeah.
All right, man. So we'll talk to you guys next time. Spoiler movie reviews.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Don't go see this movie. Peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in that act forever.
Life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.